Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Wow, folks, what a weekend. What a weekend in the sports world. NBA playoffs got underway on Saturday. NHL hockey playoffs, we all know they're going on. They're in the first round and kind of midway through-ish, in a way. And Major League Baseball, wow. Some teams that are really, they're hot, man. No joke. They're hot already. Boston Red Sox, 13-2. Maybe the best team in all of baseball right now. Los Angeles Angels, 7 straight for those guys. They're at 13-3 right now. The New York Mets. New York Mets, man. 12-2. Pittsburgh Pirates. Maybe that's the biggest surprise of all. The Pittsburgh Pirates, people. 11-4. Arizona Diamondbacks lose to the Dodgers, but truth be told, they're playing pretty fantastic at this point, and they're leading the West, and the Dodgers are in last place. Last place for the Dodgers. Major League Baseball, man, oh man. And what I'm wondering is if what happens early will wind up what happens late. So we'll see if that pays dividends that those teams got out of the gates early and they were strong. Anyway, so much to talk about. Dez Bryant being cut from the Cowboys. Are people interested in Dez Bryant? Did the Cowboys make a mistake? Is this guy a good get? 1-800-878-7529. I definitely want thoughts and opinions about what's going on in the sports world. You know how much I love you people. All over the place. SB Nation Radio. Got my people on Sirius XM. Wherever you may be listening, man, you know the Dorf Man wants to talk to you about what's going on in the sports world. Again, 1-800-878-7529. NBA playoffs. NHL hockey playoffs. Major League Baseball. Man, oh man, I'm going to get to it all, people. Get at me. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is the Weekend Recap, and I'm hanging out with you on Sports Overnight America.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Cleveland's on top by one. James held. Outside, Love, three, good!
Still trying to get free. They throw it into Porter. Porter kicks it out in the corner. Open look from Eakes. He hits it. Tie game with 2 seconds remaining.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Speaking of that, you can always check me out locally in Phoenix, Arizona, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Go to NBCSports1060.com. Check that out. But I want to get into the NBA, obviously, that clip with LeBron James. And the truth is LeBron James was playing all by himself, man. Actually feel bad for that dude. He goes out and has a triple-double, 24, 10, and 12 assists. And his team loses by 18 points. Yep, that's right. The Indiana Pacers went into Cleveland, went into LeBron's house, and smack those guys around. Like, seriously, no joke. This game was theirs from the get. Pacers score 33 in the first quarter. Cavaliers score 14. Are you kidding me? This is the first game of the first round of the NBA playoffs. And you come out and you put up a 14 spot. So they weren't ready to play. They were not ready to play. Indiana was ready to play, people. And you know who really came to play? Victor Oladipo, man. Vic was all over the place. 32, 6, and 4. But just had such an impact on this game. And the Pacers had balance all over the place, man. I want to get through all the scores real quick, and I'll get back into this game. So, Pacers, like I said, 98-80 over the Cavs. They're up 1-0. Bucks and the Celtics was a fantastic game. It was a great game. Taking all my personal emotions away, because I'm a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan. Born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. But they're not as good as the Celtics. But this was a great game. Celtics came out hot early. 29 points in the first quarter. Bucks score 17. Then it's like a reversal. Bucks score 30. They score 15. Milwaukee somehow miraculously is on top at halftime. 113 to 107. We're going to break all this stuff down, people. Don't worry about it. I'll get back to that one, too. Thunder, 116-108 over the Jazz. And by the way, the Celtics up 1-0 over the Bucks. Thunder up 1-0 over the Jazz after winning 116-108. And Paul George and Westbrook. What a combination these guys could be throughout the playoffs. And if they get a little help from Carmelo and Abreas and a couple other guys, the Thunder might be a team that could pose a problem in the Western Conference. The Houston Rockets slide by the Timberwolves, 104-101. And the dude was smooth, man. And I'm talking about James Harden, the beard. 44, 4, and 8 assists. But he took over the game, man. He might be the toughest guy to guard one-on-one in the NBA. First of all, because he's lefty. First of all. But second of all, because the dude's just smooth. Smooth like butter, man. So Rockets up 1-0. Thunder up 1-0. Cavaliers down 1-0 to the Pacers. Celtics up 1-0 over the Bucks. And they did it in overtime. By the way, just a crazy finish to the final, to the regulation of that game, where Rozier just shakes Eric Bledsoe out of his jockstrap, leaves it hanging somewhere on the floor, and ices a three ball with 0.5 seconds left on the clock. So pretty much this is like, yo, Celtics are going to win this thing. Bucks, nice try, great game. Not so fast. Not so fast. Chris Middleton nails a three-pointer with 0.5 on the clock from maybe like 35 feet. This game goes into overtime. Celtics win 113-107. And Giannis has a fantastic game too, by the way, which I don't know what some people are watching sometimes. Like, I heard someone tell me earlier that Russell Westbrook tries to pad his stats. I think the guy plays to win. And believe me, I would love to have that dude on my team any given day and twice on Sundays. Twice on Sundays. Maybe even twice every other day too. Because that guy's got so much heart, character, and he will play every single possession like it's the last possession. So don't tell me that Russell Westbrook is a pad statter. He doesn't pad the stats, man. Does not do that. He earns those stats, man. Earns those things. All right, so getting back to a couple things real quick. The Pacers have a shot in that series because LeBron is playing by himself, people. LeBron goes out, and like I said, he has a triple-double. Triple-double for LeBron. Nice game. But there's two other guys that score in double digits, and they're low double digits, by the way. Larry Nance Jr. scores 10, and J.R. Smith scores 15. Nobody else in double digits. Let me give you the balance by Cleveland, people. Or I'm sorry, by Indiana over Cleveland. Listen to how many guys score double digits for them. Turner, 16. Vic, like I said, Victor Oladipo, 32. Off the bench, Stevenson, 12. Bogdanović, 15. So the point is they had more balance, and they held Cleveland to 80 points. And the one thing that Cleveland has to work on, if you ask me, is their defense. They give up too many points. They give up too many points. Minuses by everybody on the floor. Nobody had a plus game for them. Nobody. So whatever combination Ty Lue put out there, it didn't matter. Did not matter. But they got to figure out Victor Oladipo. That's what Cleveland's got to do. They got to figure out Victor Oladipo. Going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I think Cleveland gets by it, but I now think they got to play extra games. And will that be troublesome for them down the road? If they go down 2-0, I might change my mind. Celtics, Bucks. I think the Bucks, they missed it, man. They missed an opportunity. They flat out missed an opportunity. The Celtics are definitely vulnerable. No Kyrie, no Hayward, but they've been out with him all year. But the Kyrie thing is big because I don't think they have a go-to guy, but maybe they do. Rozier just stepped up and took the shot. And if Al Horford is going to outplay Giannis Antetokounmpo, well, then the Milwaukee Bucks are going to struggle in this series. Al Horford scores 24 and 12 rebounds, 4 assists. Giannis outstats the guy, but the meaning of what Al Horford did was just unbelievable because he was creating mismatches with so many different people. So they're going to have to figure that out, Milwaukee. Giannis, he's the best player on the floor. He's got to be the best player on the floor by leaps and bounds. So we'll see what happens in that series. I like the Celtics. The public seems to like the Bucks because it started at like minus 145 for the Celtics. Doesn't make a lot of sense. I think they should be 2-1 favorites. No joke. And a lot of that has to do with the coaching. Prunty is not a good coach, man. We know that Brad Stevens is an awesome coach. We know that, man. We know that. So the Bucks players have got to play that much better than the Celtics. All right, man. I know I got to take a pause for the cause, everybody. I want your thoughts. I want your opinions. Get at me. It's 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Let's talk about sports. So much going on. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. We can talk it all. Football, let's do it, man. Let's get after it. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Tired of hearing him berate them. Oh,
Chris Middleton.
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton. Wow.
Wetzel, great play to take it away. From Wilson, Chandler in the chance on the finish. Bledsoe just popped it up there for him. Set that one on a tee.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rockets with a one-point lead. Harden with the basketball. Looking inside. Jumper. Baseline. They have to win this from inside the three-point line tonight.
Brown. Oh, with the spin. And the finish.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, people. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. How about those Vegas Knights, man? How about those Vegas Knights taking the LA Kings out 3-2, having a commanding lead in that series, 3-0 now? They're special. They are truly special. And what a magical season that would be. I know I'm talking NBA, but it just happened, man. Just happened. When it just goes down, you got to report that. Unbelievable stuff. And I love the NBA. Everybody knows I love the NBA. And James Harden is fantastic, man. That's why the guy put up 44 points, people. 44 points in game one against the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think what I'm going to tell you now is about just what I think it takes to win in the playoffs. Because this is a great, this is a prime example of it between the Houston Rockets and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Rockets have a solid 1-2, maybe 3, maybe even 4 punch if they really want. They're always going to get it from James Harden. Are they going to get it from CP3? Are they going to get it from Cocapella? Are they going to get it from Gordon? Are they going to get it from somebody else? Nene, who knows? The truth is that you have to have a really good 1-2. And they got that. Where I think that certain teams are going to be in trouble is they don't have that really good 1-2. And that might be where the Timberwolves are kind of at. They got Jimmy Buckets and Jimmy Butler, who, by the way, didn't have a great night in game one against the Rockets. 13 points. Didn't get enough shots off, if you ask me. 4 of 11 from the field. That's Jimmy Buckets, man. He's got to be taking more shots than that. They do have a go-to guy, but they don't have like that 1-2 punch. Because can Wiggins do it on a given night? Sure. Can Towns do it? Sure. Can they do it consistently? I don't know, because have they ever been here before? It's been 14 years since the Timberwolves have been in the playoffs. So the fact is that the Houston Rockets have a huge advantage. And the best idea for them is get done with this series quick. Maybe you can get some rest. Maybe you can get some rest. So, yeah, just a lot of things to talk about in the NBA real quickly. Thunder and Jazz, I think that's going to be a fun series. I think the Thunder are better, though. I think they're going to advance. Jazz win one, maybe two games, maybe. Rockets are trying to get a sweep. Rockets are trying to get a sweep. And I think they could. I really do. I think they could. The Cavs are now in a dogfight, man. They're in a dogfight. Could they turn it on? Sure. Absolutely. Celtics and Bucks, I think the Celtics are going to win this series. just think they're the better team. All right, let's give you some of the action of some of the other series, by the way. Warriors and Spurs are the other series. The Raptors and the Wizards, another series. The Sixers. And think about what's going on in Philadelphia, man. Villanova, the Eagles, maybe the Sixers. Maybe it's their time. But the Sixers and the Heat, and then the Pelicans and the Trailblazers. We'll get to all these real quickly. I think the Wizards and the Raptors is going to be a fun series. Toronto wins that first game, by the way, 114-106. Sixers all over the Heat, 130-103. Trailblazers go down at home, 97-95 to the Pelicans, who, by the way, Anthony Davis, that dude might be – I don't know why we don't talk about him getting the MVP. I don't get it. I don't get it. That guy is a game changer. That dude's awesome. The Warriors all over the Spurs, 113-92. And I don't think that's going to be much of a series. When your best player is Rudy Gay, or he's one of your best players, I'm sorry, and no disrespect to Rudy Gay, because he's in the NBA, man. I know the guy can ball. But again, if that's your go-to guy, and LaMarcus Aldridge, who by the way, he's historically known not to show up in the playoffs. 14 points for him. Got to be way more assertive. Only got 12 shots off. So, and look, Parker, he's old. Ginobili, he's old. Sorry, man, that's the truth. The fact that the Spurs are even in the playoffs, that might be the biggest story here. That might be the biggest story, that the fact that they're even in the playoffs. Greg Popovich, you're amazing. You're amazing. Think of this roster, man. Like, here, listen to the starters. Listen to the starters. Aldridge, Anderson, Patty Mills, Murray, Danny Green. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There's not one all-star on that starting lineup. Greg Popovich, you are incredible, bro. You are an unbelievable coach. 1-800 878-7529. Hit me up. Let's talk about the NBA playoffs. We can talk about the NHL playoffs. We can talk about baseball. We can talk about anything. But this is just some of these are mismatches. These are some serious mismatches when you look at some of these. And this Golden State Spurs one, if this goes five games, I'll be surprised. I really will. That might be a sweep. The Raptors and the Wizards. Good series here. I think John Wall and Beal, they're good for one, maybe two games. So this is probably going to go six. That probably goes six. The Raptors move on, though. I want to talk a little bit more about the 76ers because I think this is going to be fun to watch. Ben Simmons in his debut in the playoffs, dude came to play. 17, 9 rebounds, 14 assists, one shy of that triple-double. Solid game. And Joel Embiid has been cleared, people. Joel Embiid has been cleared to play. He's gotten through the protocol for the concussion. So when they need this guy, he'll be ready. But I don't think he's playing game two. I think the Sixers have already said they're going to hold him out. But from the looks of game one, that's probably a good idea. 130-103 over the Heat. And they score 74 in the second half, by the way. That's impressive. That's very impressive. And what they've done is they've got a bunch of shooters. They got a bunch of shooters. Ilyasova, Redick, Covington. So many guys can shoot the ball for them. All right, real quickly, I want to touch on the Pelicans because that was impressive. Not an easy place to win in Portland, man. Not an easy place to win. And the Blazers were very good all season long, but they don't have an answer for Anthony Davis. Nobody does. Nobody does. But Damian Lillard has to show up. CJ McCollum has to show up. Like Eric Bledsoe has to show up for the Milwaukee Bucks, and they can't turn the ball over so many times. Like, certain things just have to happen for teams to have a chance, man. So guys have to hold themselves accountable. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your teammates. Give it your all, man. Go out there and ball. Go out there and ball like Anthony Davis did, controlling that game all around, man. He was fantastic. 35 points for him, 14 rebounds, a couple of steals, 4 blocks, and assists. He gives you, like, everything, man, everything. Mirotić hit a bunch of shots for them, too. Holiday, how good was he? Rondo, 17 assists, man. They got such a great effort from so many different people. That's why they took game one from the Trailblazers. That's why them and the Indiana Pacers were the only teams to be able to get victories on the road, because they came to play, everybody. They came to play. It's the NBA playoffs. Win or go home at a certain point. That's what it comes down to. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. 1-800-878-7529. Get at me, people. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. That's how you can get at me on Twitter. Let's talk sports. Let's do this, man. Let's do this. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Devin Booker, 40. Rondo, high off the glass. And AD cleans it up. Anthony Davis with 53.
Kevon Looney.
Back door, bad pass from Wes Snowden by Murray. Aldridge back to Anderson. Back to Aldridge. Layup is good. Mills. Gasol knocked away with another steal. It's Paul George. And then it's knocked away by Green. By George.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We start the fourth quarter here at AT&T Stadium. The Cowboys are threatening. They've got a 17-7 lead. Third and five from the 13. Prescott, timing route, end zone, up in the air. It's caught! Dez Bryant climbs the imaginary ladder for the touchdown.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome back in. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. You can always check out my local show in Phoenix, too, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. That's NBC Sports Radio, 1060.com. Anyway, a lot to talk about, and I love that clip. I love that clip. Because Dez Bryant and Dak Prescott were not a very good combination, people. They were not a good combination. And that is why nobody should be surprised that Dez Bryant is no longer in the Dallas Cowboy organization. The first thing you need to know, he dropped a lot of balls, man. He dropped a lot of balls last season. When you don't catch the ball, you become expendable. I mean, that Beasley guy became like Dak Prescott's favorite target. When Dez Bryant is a really nice looking target, man, big, strong, but he's having trouble catching the ball. So ultimately, you got to realize that this wasn't a good combination. I think they completed something like 50% of the time or something, 52%. That's not a good number, people. If you're a number one receiver, you've got to be in much better shape with your quarterback. You guys got to be on such a better page. But the question then is Dez Bryant, is he worth some people going after and checking out? Are you interested in Dez Bryant if you're the Arizona Cardinals, if you're the New England Patriots, if you're the Green Bay Packers, who literally just got rid of like a guy by the name of Jordy Nelson, or New England, who lost Brandon Cooks? So there's some interesting places. Washington Redskins, does he want to be a guy that can go and harm his old team? So many different directions you can go with this Dez Bryant thing, people. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about anything that's on your mind in the sports world. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. Follow me there. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Got two different ones you can check out. Follow them both. But yeah, I think the Dez Bryant thing is interesting in a lot of different ways. Could he help a team? Absolutely. And here's the thing I really think is interesting too, because we're about, I don't know, 10 days or so, a little less probably, from the NFL draft, or right in that neck of the woods. And you know the commodity that you have in a guy like Dez Bryant. You're not sure what you can get in the draft. However, everybody likes to build for the future, and they take chances, they take swings. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. Who knows? but there's a lot of different directions that you could go with the Dez Bryant thing. So I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting. And there's certain teams that could absolutely benefit from the usage of a guy like Dez Bryant. Maybe a one, maybe two, at the very max, a three-year deal. He's not old. He's not old. I think he's 29. Something like that. Right in that neck. I'm pretty sure he's 29. So he's not an old guy. Has he lost a couple steps? Sure, sure. But could he be a really nice target for Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Why the hell not? Why the hell not? Let me know what you think. 1-800-878-7529. Would you like to have Dez Bryant? That's the question. Plain and simple. Do you like Dez Bryant? I want to get some things in here about the NHL. Golden Knights. I said it earlier, but they got the victory on the road. They're up 3-0 over the LA Kings now. I think this is huge, man. This is historic. This is historic stuff that we're watching every single time these guys lace them up in the postseason. The Penguins, they rebound. And they get a victory over Philadelphia, 5-1. So now they're up 2-1 in that series. The Minnesota Wild, they get a victory. Much needed victory, by the way, over the Jets. 2-1. 2-1 in that one. Jets lead 2-1, by the way. Blue Jackets in overtime over the Capitals. And here's what's interesting here. Here's what's interesting here. Once again, Alex Ovechkin, who is supposed to be so great, so fantastic, but yet they have trouble winning games in the playoffs. And they're always left scratching their head like, yo, what happened to us? Capitals go down 5-4 to the Blue Jackets, and they're trailing now 2-0. So once again, they got to dig themselves out. Got to dig. So interesting stuff in the NHL playoffs. A couple other things I'll get to here, which I'm going to set up the games for Monday. So you'll check out what will happen on Monday night. Bruins and the Maple Leafs in a game 3, where the Bruins are leading 2-0. So they're looking to have that commanding lead and be up 3-0. Maple Leafs, they got to respond. That's all. You just got to respond, man. And I expect them to, but this will be a very entertaining game. Devils, they're down 2-0 to the Lightning. And then this is different than what happened in the series during the year. If I'm not mistaken, the Devils won all 3 games, I think. So the Lightning, and they're the better team. Don't get me wrong, everybody. They're the better team. They should win. But the Lightning with a commanding lead at 2-0, looking to go up 3-0. Predators and Avalanche. Predators lead this one right now 2-0. And look, man, I think we all love the story of the Nashville Predators. If you don't, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you. It's similar to like the Golden Knights, if you ask me. Predators, you're not expecting a hockey team in Nashville to be any good. But they are. They're really good. Avalanche have their backs up against the wall. They're gonna have to go out there and perform. Get out there and play your best, man. Get out there and play your best. Leave it all out on the ice. Otherwise, you're going to be down 3-0. Ducks and Sharks, that's the other one I'm going to talk a little bit about. And the Sharks are up 2-0 there. Looking to have they took both of them on the road, man. So this could be San Jose's series if they can put it together, obviously, and go up 3-0. That would be all not completely impossible. We all know that. But that would be putting the Ducks in a real bind, being down 3-0. and having to win four straight games. And basically it's 2-2 because you'd have to play one more there and then go back home. So they need to show up. That's what I'm saying. They need to show up. All right, real quickly, I want to get a little baseball in there too. Real quickly, I mentioned this early, but we'll go through it real quickly. In the West, National League West, Diamondbacks, 11-4 on top of that division. Rockies are three games back of them. Padres 5, San Francisco 5, Dodgers in the cellar 5.5 games back. Interesting. Pirates on top in their division. And I think everybody thought the Chicago Cubs were going to run away with it, or that the Brewers were going to be right there too. I'm impressed with the Pirates, man. You get rid of Andrew McCutchen, you're not losing a beat. This is impressive. This is a very impressive start. So the Pirates on top of that division right now. St. Louis, Cubs, Brewers, Cincinnati. Mets, what can we say about them? And their pitching, if they can hold their pitching up, woof. Look out, people. They could be for real. I think the biggest surprise in this division, actually, there's a couple. The Nationals being six games back and under 500. Again, it's early, people. I know it's really early. But certain trends that start the season may wind up being something to look at later on in the season. And this is one of them. The Nationals are starting out behind the eight ball. Maybe having a little bit of a hangover from last year, what happened to them in the playoffs. I mean, it does happen. I mean, look at the Dodgers, speaking of that. Not playing well at all. They're in the cellar, man. And everybody thought they were going to run away with the division, kind of like they did last year. Not the case thus far. So that there are certain trends that you really have to look at, especially in baseball. Especially in baseball, people. So the Mets getting out really well is something to watch. They have a good pitching staff. And if it keeps up, they're legit. The Nationals have a good pitching staff, but they're behind, so they're going to be chasing. Phillies, that's impressive. The Braves, that's impressive. I think that division is upside down practically. In the West, in the American League, the Angels, this is awesome. The Astros aren't playing terrible, which, by the way, they're four games over 500 and they're three games back of the Angels. Mariners playing okay too. This could be an interesting division. Minnesota on top of their division, basically neck and neck with Cleveland at this point. Basically neck and neck. And it's probably a two-headed team race here. This is it. Just two heads there. Red Sox, what can we say about that start? Absolutely fantastic start from them. The Blue Jays, that's nice to see. The Yankees have gotten out of the gate slow. They've gotten out of the gate slow, and maybe that's to be expected. New manager, Aaron Boone, a lot of new pieces. Again, you can always check this show out. I'm live every Sunday night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time. You can always check out my show Monday through Friday in Phoenix, Arizona on NBCSports1060.com starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Check out my other show Sunday mornings on the network, 8 a.m. Pacific time to 10 a.m. A lot of shows, Dorf Man's doing a lot of shows, man. But honestly, so much to talk about. The sports world is great. I love the sports world, man. I absolutely love talking sports. Absolutely love it. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be right back. We're going to wrap things up. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Here's Kepler, who started this inning off with a four-pitch walk. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air, right field, a no-doubter. Into right field and Gore.
That might have hit Derek Manson, the linesman. Here's Riley Nash to Krug. The shot, save, rebound, Marchand. Brad Marchand is the all-time regular season overtime game-winning goal scorer for the Boston Bruins. 6-5, and Marchand ends it with a hat trick.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All right, everybody, welcome back in for the final time. Got to thank Scott, man, for doing an awesome job, man. He gives me great clips. NFL.com, NBA.com, NHL.com, MLB.com. We thank you for all that stuff. Really do appreciate it. I always do a parting shot, as you know how I am, on the weekend recap here on Sports Overnight America or the Dorf on Sports Show, which, by the way, you can hear again every day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time on NBCSports1060.com. I love the people that listen to me on SB Nation Radio. I love XM Sirius, all you people, man. But the truth is I just want to talk about when you have the moment in the NHL playoffs or the Major League postseason or the NBA or NFL, you got to live up, man, and you got to play. You got to step up. You got to bring it. That's what it's all about, playing your best when the moment is so big that most people are going to succumb to that pressure. And unfortunately for the Portland Trail Blazers and the Cleveland Cavaliers in Game 1, LeBron did not have a supporting cast. Damian Lillard and my man CJ McCollum did not show up. Just, you have to show up. Be accountable. Hold yourself responsible to make it a point to play your best for everybody, your team, your organization, and yourself. Anyways, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. For Scott, I'm saying peace. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and it is Sports Overnight America.